All right, everybody, welcome into another edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. What's up, everybody? It's Louis DiBiase on this Friday edition of the show. Got an interesting one for you today, I think, with an interesting storyline coming out about number five himself, the retired number in the rafters in Lincoln Financial Field, a legend in Philadelphia Eagles history, although not the best relationship, I think, with fans and with the media in Philadelphia, and really just in general. I think the stigma of Donovan McNabb is a little negative right now, especially with the stuff that he said about Carson Wentz a couple months ago. But I want to get into Donovan McNabb today on the podcast because he said that he thinks he is a Pro Football Hall of Famer, and specifically he pointed to his stats being better than Troy Aikman, who is a Hall of Fame quarterback. Whether you think that's right or not, we'll get into, but he pretty much said, hey, my numbers are better than Troy Aikman, so I should be in. And we're going to get into that today. Do you think that Donovan McNabb is a Hall of Famer? Do I think McNabb is a Hall of Famer? I'll kind of give both sides of my take here today. And then, of course, you can always hit us up after the show and be part of the conversation on Twitter at LockedOnBirds or at DiBiase, L-O-E. So, again, McNabb, super interesting. I mean, to me, the best quarterback in Eagles history right now. I think he's the most accomplished, well, you know, throughout the career. I think Nick Foles, the weight of what he did, I think Nick Foles, to me, is the number one quarterback in Eagles history based on the weight of what he did, but I think the most accomplished when it comes to just, like, sample size is Donovan McNabb. And yet, the fans, I mean, again, they never fully embraced him. I think in 1999, they wanted Ricky Williams so bad that it never really started off on the right foot, and then with the falling short in the NFC title games, I don't know, it wasn't the same relationship that Brian Dawkins had with the Eagles that it seems like Nick Foles has and Carson Wentz. And I think, of course, again, we got into it on the show about a month ago when McNabb made those Carson Wentz comments. I think a lot of that jealousy maybe and just resentment towards his relationship with the city was kind of involved in his comments about Carson Wentz. But McNabb has been talking a lot lately. I mean, he's in the media now. It's what he does. But I'm salty with him right now because, like, I understand his, you know, ill will, I guess, or just kind of disappointment towards what his relationship started. Like, I understand the chip on his shoulder that he had coming into Philadelphia, and especially still now. I don't know. Again, I just don't think people view him as, like, a legend in Philadelphia Eagles history, even though he has his number retired. Like, I understand that. I understand being upset that you were booed the minute you were drafted. But at the same time, I don't like the fact that, much like Joe Santoliquito, he used Carson Wentz, he used this bashing of Carson Wentz, this negativity, this take that I don't think was accurate whatsoever. I don't think it was fair, and I think he, of all people, should understand that. And again, if people don't know what I'm talking about, he said basically if Carson Wentz doesn't make the NFC title game in a couple years, that the Eagles should find another quarterback. Wins is a team stat, and I think it's pretty hypocritical for McNabb to say that. And I didn't like that he kind of used that to now make him more publicized and get him this media tour that he kind of had where everybody wanted to talk to him after these comments, much like Joe Santoliquito when he created that hit piece about Carson Wentz earlier in the offseason. So McNabb right now, I mean, he's been talking a lot. I'm not really a big fan of him and what he's been doing currently, but I think this Hall of Fame thing is definitely a discussion. I don't think it's crazy that he believes he's a Hall of Famer. I think it's definitely on the fringe. I think he is close to being a Hall of Famer, but for me, I don't think he is one, and I'll get into it coming up on the next segment of the show. I'll use the other side, too. I'll say why McNabb maybe should be a Hall of Famer as well. Unlike McNabb, though, I'm not going to fault him for team statistics. I'm not going to fault him always just for wins. I think it's a combination of statistics and big moments on big stages with an individual performance that really gets you in the Hall of Fame. So unlike McNabb, who's kind of faulting Carson Wentz right now, I'm not going to be that guy when I'm using my argument as to why McNabb should or should not be in the Hall of Fame. So that's what's coming up on today's edition of Locked On Eagles. And guys, we're brought to you by Hotels.com. Don't hate like your friend's trip on social media. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com, be there, do that, get rewarded. We thank them for sponsoring Locked On Eagles today. All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. We're wrapping up the week with a little Donovan McNabb talk. Should he or should he not be in the Hall of Fame? This is a very popular debate about football that's been going on since the Hall of Fame existed. Who should be in? Who shouldn't be? I think the biggest polarizing debate over the past decade was Terrell Owens and why he was being held out because of really his relationship with the media and kind of off the field stuff that really didn't have to do with him and his historic level of play as a wide receiver throughout his career in the NFL. So now we're getting into Donovan McNabb, and it's interesting with quarterbacks because I feel like if you win a ring and you are a pretty decent quarterback in the Hall of Fame, you have a really good chance of being in it. It's super interesting now, especially with stats going up. Like, numbers are, they're different now. You can't really compare Joe Montana's numbers to even like a Matt Stafford because of how much you throw the football. So debating if a quarterback should be in or not, there's just so many variables. And it's really interesting. I don't know. I'm glad I'm not the one that has to make the decision. I think for McNabb, I think he chose the wrong... I mean, I guess he's kind of shining a light into the issues with the Hall of Fame that's saying, hey, I'm going to compare myself here to Troy Aikman. And while he's right, I think Donovan McNabb was a way better quarterback than Troy Aikman. I don't think that's a really good justification as to why you should be in the Hall of Fame, because for me, I don't think Troy Aikman should be in the Hall of Fame. He had one of the best offensive lines ever. He had the all-time leading rusher behind him. He had a Hall of Fame wide receiver in Michael Irvin. And I just simply think he was a game manager. Maybe I'm not giving him enough credit. I just don't think Troy Aikman did something extraordinary enough individually to justify being a Hall of Famer. For me, once again, I guess in the actual Hall of Fame, sure, he's a Hall of Famer. With what they require, I guess. And I think with that, McNabb has a good argument for why he should be in. For me, if it was the Louis DiBiase Pro Football Hall of Fame, for me, you have to be extraordinary to get into the Hall of Fame. I don't think it should be something that every single year we're throwing in, you know, 5 to 10 guys every year. I think you have to have had a huge, significant impact on your team, on the sport itself. I don't know, just for me, like, the Hall of Fame, you shouldn't just give it to anybody that was pretty good at football, right? And I think that's what McNabb was, is he was kind of the, how can I compare him to a quarterback now? I don't know, just someone that was, he was always top tier, he was always in the top couple tiers, but he was never someone that, to me, was an all-time great. And I know, again, with the Hall of Fame, you got to make money, and every single year you have these ceremonies and stuff, and you're going to continue to put people in. It's more so like honoring guys. If you have a good story, you have a chance of being in the Hall of Fame. Just for me, it's like you have to really stand out to be a Pro Football Hall of Famer, and that's why I don't think they should be adding as many people into it. And for me, Troy Aikman's not that extraordinary. While I think McNabb had a great career, he had a lot of big moments individually and with the Eagles when it comes to winning and on big stages. For me, I don't think he is a Hall of Famer. I think not getting a ring is huge as to why he won't be put in. Once again, I'm not going to fault him for that because wins is a team stat, but I will go into those wins or those non-wins in the NFC Championship games where he only won one of, what was it, five? Yeah, he lost against the Rams, he lost against the Buccaneers, he lost against the Panthers, he beat the Falcons in 2004, and then he lost against the Cardinals in 2008. And while, once again, I'm not going to just say, the Eagles didn't win that game, so Donovan McNabb, that is on you. But you have to go into the individual performance of that game. So I'm not going to fault you for it if you threw for 400 yards, 3 touchdowns, and no interceptions, and you completed 63% of your passes. But going into his game logs for these big moments in the playoffs, I mean, let's go to that Rams NFC Championship game. He only threw for 171 yards, 1 touchdown, and he had an interception. His QBR was a 73.1. You go into that Tampa Bay game where the Eagles lost 27-10. He throws for 243 yards, but he only completes 53% of his passes. He has an interception, a QBR of 58.5. You go into the Carolina game where they lose that NFC Championship game 14-3. He only completes 45% of his passes, only 100 yards exactly, no touchdowns, and 3 interceptions. So while he eventually got over the hump, he beat the Falcons to get into the Super Bowl. In the Super Bowl, he threw 3 interceptions in it himself. So, I mean, you just look at these big stages. I'm not going to fault him for the Eagles losing that game, but he really wasn't a huge help. I mean, especially in that Panthers game, throwing for only 100 yards and 3 picks. I mean, he had 5 interceptions in those NFC Championship games. 8 if you want to count the Super Bowl as well. It's just like that. That does matter in the big moments. McNabb, he kind of fell short. He didn't fall short in every big moment. I mean, there were moments in the playoffs where he had, I mean, big performances. I think his final NFC title game in 2008 against the Cardinals, you know, that bomb to DeSean Jackson to take the lead in the fourth quarter, he threw for 375 yards in that game, 3 touchdowns and 1 pick. There are moments where McNabb has been big time on big stages, but I think there's too many moments of falling short in the NFC Championship game. And ironically, that's what he said about Wentz, is that he has to make the NFC title game in a couple of years, not the Super Bowl, because if he said the Super Bowl, he would look like a even bigger hypocrite. But it's just, there's too many falling short moments for me that make me hesitant to put him in. And once again, I'm very picky when it comes to who is in the Hall of Fame. It also doesn't sound like he was a great teammate. I'm starting to pick up on those vibes as well. That shouldn't hurt you. It shouldn't have hurt Terrell Owens like maybe the media did. I don't even know if he was a bad teammate, more so than just he was not great towards the media, and a lot of the media is what selects on the, is who's on the committee, the Pro Football Hall of Fame committee that chooses these guys. But when you're on the fringe already, and there's a lot of teammates that had problems with you, and now you're kind of creating a rift once again with the organization that you played your best football in, that should play a factor for me. And it just didn't seem like McNabb was the greatest teammate if you ask some people. And look, if McNabb's in, once again, you're creating now this opening, you're kind of setting a standard for, all right, well, if Donovan McNabb is in, I mean, numbers-wise, Carson Palmer has more passing yards all time, more passing touchdowns. So if we're going based on purely stats, I could put Carson Palmer in, I could put Matt Stafford in. And if we're going, well, Donovan McNabb pretty much in the playoffs, late in the playoffs, wasn't the guy that always stepped up to the plate, I'm going to raise you a Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco wasn't someone that was consistently good throughout his career, but every time he was in the playoffs, he stepped up to the plate and he won a ring after not throwing a single interception in the playoffs in 2012. And I don't think Joe Flacco is a Hall of Famer. Once again, I just don't, he's not someone I would think gets a jacket. So for me, if McNabb goes in, you're kind of setting the standard now, whereas, all right, if McNabb is in, then the floodgates can kind of open up with who you put in at quarterback. And once again, I'm just not someone that wants to put in every single quarterback that's had success in the NFL. So I wouldn't put him in. I do think it's close. Coming up next, I'm going to kind of get into why it is close, because I'm going to play devil's advocate for myself here, because I do think that it would be a discussion to be had. McNabb had a very accomplished career. I don't want to make it seem like he's not even close. Just for me, I think the NFC title performances, I think the teammate kind of stuff, the picky person in me for who should be in the Hall of Fame wants to keep him out, because once again, I don't think that every single quarterback should be in the Hall of Fame. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, McNabb is close, and I'll get into why. All right, let's wrap up the show here, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about Donovan McNabb, and if he is indeed a Hall of Famer, I don't think he is. I think it would set a standard that would allow a lot of other quarterbacks to get in that have done more than him when it comes to individual performances on big stages, that have won Super Bowls because they played so well. I think when you look at the numbers, he is pretty high up there. Look, once again, this is close. He's 25th all-time in passing yards. He's 30th all-time in passing touchdowns. So Donovan McNabb is one of the all-time greats at the position, I would say. I mean, he's unique. He was one of the more mobile quarterbacks. He was part of that first era of mobile quarterbacks after, well, I would say second era. Once Cunningham kind of paved the way and Tarkenton and Steve Young, then you had Michael Vick and McNabb come into the league, and he was one of the top quarterbacks throughout his career. He was consistently carrying this Eagles offense to the postseason. He could make plays outside of structure. Like, he wasn't to me just an Alex Smith and Andy Reid's game, his incredible offense, whereas I think he could make plays outside of structure a lot better than a lot of other quarterbacks have been able to, and Andy Reid's offense, and now similarly Doug Peterson's. I mean, you look at Nick Foles. While I love Nick Foles, McNabb could do more when the offensive line was struggling, when he didn't have the weapons. I mean, let's look at that too. In defense of Donovan McNabb, outside of 2004, the only other time he had multiple weapons that you could say they have built around McNabb now, and this offense is scary, is his final season in 2009 when they had DeSean Jackson in his second year. They had a rookie, Jeremy Maclin, they took in the first round. They took LeSean McCoy in the second round. They still had Brian Westbrook. Brent Celek, believe it or not, was a pretty good pass-catching tight end at the time. Their offensive line was great. Jason Peters was there. And then they traded him away after they went 11-5 that year. So, in defense of McNabb, he was throwing to the likes of Todd Pinkston and James Thrash a lot throughout his career. So you do have to maybe give him a little bit of a pass for that, and I think he was able to still carry that offense. While Reed's scheme is one of the best I've ever seen, McNabb still should get a lot of credit for that. But once again, it's got to be a collection for me. And he's had big performances. I mean, the 4th and 26 play, unbelievable. He was big in the NFC Championship game against the Arizona Cardinals. But for me, it's got to be a collection of, you have to have been extraordinary. You have to have maybe changed the way football is played. I mean, I know if Michael Vick had some of the same winning accomplishments that McNabb had, I would argue more so towards Michael Vick, but he doesn't, so Michael Vick to me should not be someone that's part of the Hall of Fame conversation. I think McNabb has a better resume than Michael Vick. You have to have been extraordinary in that way. Maybe you changed the game. If you were a big reason that a team won a Super Bowl, on top of that, though, you are, you know, like McNabb is, 25th all time. But for me, like, again, it's got to be a collection of stats, big stage performances individually. And again, he's had some, but there's been too many times where he's fallen short. And for me, if McNabb is a person that you put in, then once again, when we're talking just stats, that puts in Carson Palmer and Matt Stafford. If we're talking about just the big stage performances, then, hey, I can make an argument for Nick Foles. I can make an argument for Joe Flacco. I mean, Joe Flacco is 22nd all-time in passing yards. You know, Boomer Esiason's 24th. Matt Stafford is 21st. I mean, Kerry Collins is 18th. Kerry Collins went to a Super Bowl in 2000. I mean, Kerry Collins, are we putting him in? So, I don't know. I get that Troy Aikman, his numbers are better than Troy Aikman's. I understand that. You know who else's numbers are better than Troy Aikman's? Ryan Fitzpatrick. So it's really, I mean, Troy Aikman's 38th all-time in passing yards. Alex Smith is ahead of him. So Jay Cutler's ahead of him. Jay Cutler is 28th. Matt Hasselbeck is 26th. He's only 1,000 yards, less than 1,000 yards behind McNabb. So McNabb can't just use the stat thing, or I could say a lot of these other guys. Like, Matt Hasselbeck doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame, but Hasselbeck has some pretty great numbers, and he went to a Super Bowl in his own right. So once again, it would just be setting a standard where there's just so many quarterbacks that you could argue could make the Hall of Fame. So I wouldn't put him in. I think it's close. I think he's played in 6 NFC Championship games. He was in a Super Bowl. He's up there all time in passing statistics. He was mobile. He carried a lot of untalented offenses, but it's just not enough for me to put him in the Hall of Fame. I'm different. I think you need to, once again, be a historically great player. And I don't think everybody that's in the Hall of Fame and that's going to be put in the Hall of Fame is that historically great player. So I wouldn't put McNabb in. I think it's closer than maybe a lot of Eagles fans right now are going to say. I think a lot of Eagles fans right now are like, get out of here, because they're still salty towards what McNabb's been doing about his comments towards Carson Wentz and just in general. Really, their relationship between the city and McNabb is just, even after the retirement ceremony, is not something that is as smooth as, I would say, Brian Dawkins' relationship or Nick Foles, some other beloved Philadelphia Eagles. So I wouldn't say McNabb's a Hall of Famer. I want to know what you think, though. Hit us up on Twitter, @LockedOnBirds, or @DiBiaseLOE, and let me know. As always, we'd love to keep the conversation going. Tell me why you think I'm right. Tell me why you think I'm wrong, and we'll have a conversation. So hopefully you'll follow us on Twitter. And of course, please subscribe to the show if you're not already. We've had some really good shows this week. I think you'll find a lot of fun if you find the podcast on any platform that you want to listen to. Himalaya, Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever we are up and available. Just tell your smart device to play Locked On Eagles. And of course, if you're on your desktop, you can always hear it as well on LockedOnEagles.com. We'd like to thank our sponsors today, Grip6 and Hotels.com. As always, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Got to switch it up there. It's normally thank you for downloading, thank you for listening. Either way, let's go Birds, baby.